The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter of the law, or the smallest part of the letter, will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said that to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whatever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to brother, Raga, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard it said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you have, all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, not by earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you choose, if you trust, then you will see. Jesus takes Old Testament words, imagery, and prophecy, and turns their truth toward himself. The Lord is constantly revealing to his disciples, I am the fulfillment of all things. I am the Messiah. I am the one who has come into the world. Choose me. Trust in me. Then you will see my glory. then you will see the glory of heaven. How will we live this gift of life that has been offered to us and the world? Will we choose life or death, good or evil, God or the world? Trust in God and you shall live. We hear that in the scriptures. Trust, the trust we must place in Jesus, it forms the heart, it forms our thoughts and our desire. If we want to choose well, we must trust completely. But also, when you're able to trust completely, then you will see. Seeing is understanding. What we see with the eyes of faith brings us face to face with the God who loves us. Seeing is following God. Seeing is choosing God. Seeing is knowing that we are loved by God. Today we celebrate being loved by God. He has given us all that we are. So we have to consider, we should consider with great trust how we can respond to this. How do we respond to the gift of this kind of love? How do we thank God properly, but do it with an act of trust? Last week I mentioned to everyone that this weekend is the commitment weekend for the annual Catholic Appeal. This weekend the Archbishop has invited us to make an act of trust. We can offer our support to this appeal. In the aisles, in the center aisle of the pews, you'll see an envelope. I'd ask you to pass those, one per household, and take a look at this with me. I understand how important this campaign is for the work of the Archdiocese. My goodness, in my life, I have benefited from what used to be called the ADF. Remember ADF way back when? The Archdiocesan Development Fund. Now it's called ACA. So this is the ADF. There's no more ADF though. It's now ACA. So when you give to this, it's to the annual appeal for the Archdiocese. I've benefited my whole life from this appeal. I worked and went. I went to summer camp for many years, and I worked at summer camp when it was at Lake Murray, and now it's at Our Lady of Guadalupe. As a seminarian, I never had to pay one penny toward my education. The Archdiocese supported me because of this appeal. As a priest, financially, my health care. Not only this parish supports that too, but also the appeal. From teaching RE over the years, from Totus Tuus in the summer for children, from the many different apostolates throughout the Archdiocese, to now, also I should say, the permanent diaconate program that many of our families have benefited from in this parish. And we'll be praying soon for Brad Forshee, who we hope will become a new candidate for the permanent diaconate. And might I also mention the Vision 2030 process that we've started in the Archdiocese. The Archbishop recently wrote a document on missionary discipleship. He's calling us to help build a culture of discipleship, to build missionary disciples within our parishes and throughout the Archdiocese. People who are equipped to go out and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. So each year the Archdiocese offers grants to parishes to help with RE programs and many different things throughout the Archdiocese. purchasing technology for the education and formation of children and adults. This fund helps not just what happens at the Chancery Building. You know that pastoral center way up on the northwest side of Oklahoma City? This fund and this money also benefits us. And so we have to support it. So this year we will try as a parish, they've asked us to pray about and to support this and to try to raise $71,000. The total goal of ACA this year is $3.6 million. That's what it takes. The biggest chunk of that money goes to supporting our seminarians, by the way. It costs about $35,000 a year per seminarian. So we need to support them so much. And so I ask you to consider an appeal. I ask you to consider your support. If you look at this, there are many ways to do it. It's a very simple, you just lift it up like this. At the top, you can look at many different ways to pledge. You can pledge one gift to pay out one time, or you can pledge over 10 months. So if you were to pledge, let's say, $2,500, it would be $250 a month. Or if you wanted to pledge $250, it would be $25 a month. So you can choose that, or another way to do it, however you would like to do it, you can write that in. You can give by an automatic withdrawal straight from your bank account, or you can give through a credit card, which is kind of nice if you're one of those people that likes to gain miles and rewards. This is a way to do it. But it also benefits the Archdiocese. I gave online, so I went to archokc.org/appeal. That's option 3 you'll see there. That was really easy. You can still give by automatic withdrawal, but you just do it online instead of using this envelope. What's nice about that, at least for me, is I give, I set the amount, I set the monthly payment, and then it just happens. I don't have to think about it anymore. And for me, that is really helpful. And so that's how I like to give. You can call the Archdiocese, option 4, or always can write a check, which I know many people prefer. And so that's perfectly great. And so you would write that to Annual Catholic Appeal. If you write a check, don't write it to St. Joseph's. Write it to and make it out to Annual Catholic Appeal. That's my appeal today. So what I want you to do is take a look at this and take a moment even now. I'm going to fill this out as well with you. If you want to fill it out right now, there are pens that are in the pews. You can pass those down. You can choose right now how you want to make your appeal. You could also take it home, pray about it, and you could fill this out and you can mail it on your own. You go online today and make your appeal. You could bring it by the office sometime this week. We will mail it for you. And also, after about a minute or so, the ushers are going to come down the aisle with the baskets. And this is specifically for the envelope, not for the regular collection. Okay? We'll do that in a moment. So I just ask you to take a minute to pray about this, and if you can today, to fill out the envelope and a pledge form. Hey, a really important part of this form, by the way, is under my pledge, parish. You better write St. Joseph's. Please write St. Joseph's. Once you finish, it's very simple. You just tear it right off, fold it, and then just put it right into the envelope. Can seal it and put it in the baskets as they come down. If you didn't have time right now and you want to spill it out throughout, even give it to us after Mass or bring it by sometime this week. We'll also take up one more collection or a reminder next Sunday at Masses. So thank you very much. You can pass the basket through or pass it to the sender. And finally, just on behalf of Archbishop Coakley, who I represent, and the Archdiocese, our parish community here, and all those who benefit from the ministries you support through the annual Catholic Appeal, just thank you very much. I appreciate it.